33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Earlier this month, the State Fair of Texas made headlines by canceling this fall's fair due to COVID-19. It's big news, to be sure. Over 2.5 million people went to the fair last year, and its cancellation is certainly a blow to vendors and employees. But as the Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports, it's just the latest letdown for an industry that's been hit hard by the coronavirus.
According to Courtney Barnwell, you can have two kinds of days when you work at a carnival.
So it could be a really super long day, or it can be just a long day. There's no in between, you know, it's just long or super long.
It's hard work, and Barnwell would know. She and her husband Chris technically live in Spring, just outside Houston, but they spend most of their time on the road, working for traveling carnivals. Her main job is selling tickets, which means spending hours in a cramped metal and plexiglass booth.
You know, it could be 105 degrees outside with that sun beating on that, you know, plexiglass window right in your eyeball. And you just keep smiling. Sometimes you have to chant it to yourself, just keep smiling.
Still, Barnwell would love nothing more right now than a long day in a hot booth. But since the pandemic started, that hasn't been an option.
We see all of our little fairs that we might have been going to just slowly going, nope, canceling. You know, I'm looking at my computer every day and I'm like, another one canceled.
Carnivals are among the many industries that have been turned completely upside down by the coronavirus. Barnwell counts herself as lucky. Even though she's not working, she was approved for unemployment benefits, and she and her husband own the RV they live in. Usually, carnivals provide reliable work, and now some of the people who work them year in and year out find themselves having trouble making ends meet.
I've never heard of a carnival employee ever been unemployed. It was unheard of. I've said that for years, and everybody else has said the same thing. You know, you never can get unemployed in the carnival business. Well, we thought we were right, but we were wrong, because as of March 8, 2020, I have been unemployed since then.
That's Ricky Moore. He owns and operates Moore's Greater Shows, a carnival that's been in his family since 1926. At the beginning of March, his carnival had just finished at the Live Oak County Fair in South Texas and was heading to its next gig, the Ingleside Roundup Days near Corpus Christi.
And as we moved over there and got the last truck there, 5 minutes later, they said the event's been canceled due to the coronavirus.
He packed up all the rides and games, dismissed his workers, and went back home. Since then, his carnival's been sitting on the 6 acres he owns in Lyford, just north of Harlingen.
Yeah, it's very sad to look in your yard and you see your whole livelihood in your backyard just sitting there.
Moore is from Texas, but usually this time of year, he's putting on a show in Kansas or Nebraska. But with so much uncertainty on where and when carnivals can operate, not to mention customers' lack of disposable income, it's usually not worth it for people like Moore to hit the road. That doesn't mean some carnivals aren't trying, though. John Hanchin is from Austin and owns the Mighty Thomas Carnival. When we spoke, he was in Bismarck, North Dakota, setting up for a carnival with 55 employees.
But we actually have more labor than we need right now. We're struggling to keep earning enough funds to pay them, but they're good people.
The carnival usually works 50 events a year. They follow I-35 from Laredo all the way up to Duluth, Minnesota. But this year, Hanchin has only worked 5 events. The fairs remaining on his schedule will be smaller than normal to accommodate social distancing. All the employees wear masks. Customers have their temperature taken before being admitted to the carnival. Rides and games are sanitized between each use. And he left behind some attractions that couldn't be made safe, like the House of Mirrors.
Where, you know, you walk through and then it could be a mirror or it could be an opening, you know, and you put your hands out in front of you and you make this left turn, the right turn, and eventually you get through the maze and, you know, I just couldn't imagine how to keep it clean.
Hanchin's not sure he'll make enough to cover his expenses or even what the future of his business looks like.
It's really unknown what's going to happen after this year. And it's really unknown what's going to happen next week as far as that goes, because and we could be closed up at any time.
Staying home would have been easier, he said. But for fares that do plan to go on, for families who still want to ride the rides, for employees who need the work, Hanshin feels like he's got to try to put on a show. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.